Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Integrated Home, the podcast that's produced by the home integration community for the home integration community. My name is Jeff Hayward, and in this end-of-year episode, we hear the views of podcast partners AWE Europe. We'll be finding out what their take was on 2022 and finding out what's in store for 2023. Welcome to The Integrated Home.
AWE are proud distributors of Sony televisions and home cinema projectors, bringing you the best content from lens to living room. For more information, visit awe-europe.com.
So a big welcome to the show to Stuart Tickle, Managing Director of AWE Europe. How are you, Stuart?
Hi, Jeff. Yeah, very good indeed. Thank you.
So, Stuart, can you just briefly identify for those of our listeners who don't know you, who you are and the company that you represent?
Of course. Well, you've introduced me as Stuart Tickle. So that is me indeed. I'm Managing Director at AWE. I think you also covered that as well. Specialist distribution company into the custom install and residential hi-fi industry.
Excellent. And you've been around the block a few years. So how do you think the industry's fared in 2022?
Well, it's very nice of you to say so. I will take it as a compliment. I can speak for ourselves with obviously some authority and give impression from the feedback I've had generally around. Very strong. I can obviously speak for ourselves from that point of view, but also more anecdotally, when we're talking to integrators in particular, there's no sign of the sort of peak demand that came up over the pandemic. That additional spike in home investment has continued. And I think there was a concern for some that was going to subside as things returned to normal and opened up. But I think it's fair to say it's still very strong demand out there.
And most of the products and brands that you're selling to integrators, would that be built around home cinema business or media room business or beyond that?
In terms of the categories, it's still very much across the board. There isn't one category of the product ranges we deal with which has sort of really been left behind. So from that point of view, I think I'm going to put it all under, pretty firmly under the entertainment and control side of things, really.
And in terms of screens, what products have been the biggest sellers for you this year?
It's been a combination, on the sort of flat screen TV side of things. It really is the growing demand in the what many call supersized TVs. 75, 85s are incredibly popular, and a good number of 100-inch screens as well going out regularly. And I think that's reflective of just people's, the amount of content there is to consume and how much people are consuming. They don't take up any floor space, but they do take up visual real estate in a room. In a typical installation, they are visible products. They're not something that people are hiding. So I think it's a really good show that people are, how high a priority they're giving to the quality and size of image that they're getting.
And also, presumably, the quality of the audio that they're using means good news for you in terms of speaker sales.
Absolutely. I mean, what happens is people might be drawn in. Obviously, those the ultra high net worth customers, want it all from day one. They want it from the beginning. But many of the integrators we deal with, are working with maybe business professionals who are taking smaller steps to gradually upgrade their, different rooms of their home and so on. And what we're definitely seeing there is people investing in, for example, the laser TV, 100, 120 inch size screens. So, which a couple of years ago you just couldn't get at the kind of $5,000 price point. You had to go full on projection or very expensive 100-inch TVs at $60,000-$80,000. Now there's loads of options for 85 to 120 inch at from $5,000 up to the kind of 15 mark. So people can buy that and then come back for audio. The high end, high net worth individuals just buy everything up front and get it professionally installed in one go. But there's still a big number of people that are also adding audio to their sort of display of choice, be it projector TV, laser TV. And so AVRs are still incredibly popular, with proper speaker systems. We find that there's a recognition that, the visual and audio quality you're getting from something like Netflix in particular, it is Dolby Atmos, it is Dolby Vision, and people are noticing these logos and they know what it should sound like when they go to the cinema. And quite often when they're buying a soundbar that claims to be Atmos or something, they know they're not really getting the full fat version of it. So yeah, plenty of options on audio.
What about the trends that you're seeing for audio in cinema installations?
So this kind of ties into one of our new brands that we're taking on during this year. So probably a good time to throw Bowers & Wilkins in there. An absolute world-class brand from hi-fi heritage, but an incredibly good and in-depth range of home cinema in wall speakers, which combined with their in-ceiling speakers, it's all tied in with the same technologies which they have in their sort of hi-fi based floor standers and cabinet speakers. So what we're seeing is audiophiles wanting the best for music and movie, and there are ways and combinations of the system with Bowers where you can take what's your focus. Is your focus to have everything hidden, but you want the best you can get? Do you want a traditional pair of floor standers at the front, but you don't want to see anything else? We have these combinations of systems that we can put together, so that's a big focus for us, and is going very well indeed.
And projectors, how's that business for you?
I mean, do I just say great to everything? I said, everything's pretty up. it's lovely to be in a position where we can see, and it's probably a good chance to say thank you to our customers who are supporting us. I think we're bringing the right brands and products to the table. So I don't think it's, it's not by luck that we've got these brands. It is fair to say that projection for us, in the traditional markets, you've got Epson that cover the sort of lower to mid end of projection, and Sony picking up at the mid to high end. So whether it's £500 retail or £100,000 retail, we've got the two market leaders in projection there. Sony launched their new products, the XW5000 and 7000, bringing native 4K laser at new price points, high brightness. And I think that's helping propel the market, because it's astounding the quality you can get at relatively sensible price points now.
Excellent. That's good. All right. So tell me about your personal highlights from 2022.
So from an AWE point of view, I think, I've just touched on launching Bowers & Wilkins. That's great. We've also added Hisense to our portfolio. So mentioned laser TV. So product wise, that's another great brand brought on, all over the World Cup branding. So, real strong contender for us. And AW Expo, I think it was really good just to get, hundreds of people over the space of a few days back into our show facility. At a proper event. So, we've had plenty of people through since we've been able to open up. This was really the first expo that we've managed to hold in a few years. And I think that was a real highlight for the whole team. EI Live also worked incredibly well for us. The AW Village was there. The brands love having the space to showcase the product. And as I've said about that, seeing products in person is always better than seeing them virtually. And that's what we always try and do. It's why we have a showroom. It's why we attend EI Live. It's why we do the CDA Tech forums. The more contact points we can have in real life, is great, and it kind of supports them, forms a foundation for what then we have on connect.awe, you know, our digital magazine and so on, where we can fill in all those weeks that go in between the in-person events, and you know, and that's a great place to go to keep up to date with everything else that's happening. Yeah, so anyone that wants to find out more and look through the archives and also the latest stuff can go to connect.awe-europe.com.
Talk to us about the revamped cinema and what installers who haven't been to the cinema can expect to see and experience.
Yeah, so we totally refitted both cinemas in time for AWE Expo early this year. And that was putting the new Sony projectors in, so the new laser projectors, and fitting both out, so both our performance reference cinema with Bowers & Wilkins. So in the performance cinema, which is that kind of 20-25k price point, that's single AVR driving the 700 CI series Bowers speakers with we've got a combination of either the Epson LS12000 or the Sony 5000 laser projectors. And in the reference cinema, we've on the projection side got the Sony 7000 and the GTZ380, so that's a 10,000 lumen 85 grand plus lens option projector, so real reference performance there. And that has the 800 CI series from Bowers & Wilkins, so it's their top in wall speaker system, and that's being driven by a rack of Rotel power amplification.
Looks spectacular, but also sounds fantastic in there too. And what's your take on the prospects for the industry in 2023?
Yeah, it's looking solid. We're speaking with customers to try and get indications as to whether they're seeing any form of, you know, bite happening. I think it may affect retail more than the CI industry, which is by nature, I guess, of the, you know, comparative cost of living impact on the different income levels of households. So I think it's natural that, you know, there is a squeeze coming. Recession is a word that's being regularly used at the moment, and downturn and cost of living and crisis. But I think the value of people's homes has been so proven over the past 3 years that actually we're seeing, you know, everyone isn't just going on a foreign holiday straight away. I think people want their homes to be in the best shape they can. And so I think there is some longevity to the boom that we're seeing during more of the sort of lockdown periods. And actually it's helped a lot of people refocus on the recognition that actually when you're improving stuff in your home, it's an investment that you can use daily. There's a recognition. I think the home has established a stronger pull on people's disposable income than it had before.
So home cinema business, media room business, you still think there's plenty of that in the pipeline for integrators next year and beyond?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, media rooms, I think, is a massively growing market. There's only so many people that can have a dedicated room, you know, just based on space and availability. Whereas most people have a living room that can be multifunctional. And I think that's the other thing that's happened is people are now looking at spaces and working out how they can best use them. And entertainment is a huge part of that. You know, it's having a space to relax at home, I think, is more relaxing than going out has been recently. So people are recognizing that and still investing.
And you've mentioned Sony, Epson, Bowers & Wilkins, Hisense. Any other brands that you'd like to pick out as being brands that you think can do a great job for installers in 2023?
So anyone out there who's just thinking, maybe I should look further afield than you know, the usual sort of suspects as the, you know, the dominant players. Yeah, EOC's got a huge amount to offer and is growing very fast, which is good to see.
What about events wise? What are you most looking forward to in 2023?
Well, that is our motorsport sensation. It's quite easy for me on that one. There's lots of good events. Motorsport sensation, we launched a couple of months ago. It is a form of customer reward loyalty scheme. It's running until March. And the way it works is that for every £1,000 somebody spends, you get a point, or should I say an entry into a draw. And the lucky winners will join us on a day of motorsport. So driving 7 different events at Bedford Autodrome, which is the full day of the Palmer Sport event in Bedfordshire, and it's amazing day. And that'll be taking place in summer 2023.
What are you up to at ISE?
Yeah, the ADB team will be there, as we always are. So we'll be reaching out to people. We'll be centred on the URC booth in the residential hall, but also Sony and Epson are there too in the neighbouring commercial hall.
We're very much looking forward to ISE as well, and we'll be seeing you and many of our listeners there. Thanks, Stuart, for your time on this special show that brings our 2022 season to a close. If you've enjoyed this episode, then please follow us on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn. You can find us at Integrated Home Pod or at the Integrated Home Podcast. This episode of The Integrated Home is brought to you with the support of AWE and Sony. We are a Wildwood production.
The Integrated Home supports Together for Cinema. Together for Cinema is an AV industry movement that designs and installs cinema rooms in children's hospices across the UK. In these special places, children, their families, staff and volunteers are now enjoying fantastic movie experiences together. We want to build more rooms in more hospices for more children. To do that, we need your help. Visit togetherforcinema.co.uk and find out how you can be involved to help make short lives that little bit better.